Yeah, well, here's the thing. I mean, like, let's make the distinction first about these two seats, because there is a difference, okay? It's not just, you know, one seat, two different names. The judgment seat of Christ is for believers. The great white throne of judgment, for non-believers. That's sort of like the basic understanding of it. So, to really break it down, both are going to review what individuals do on earth. But the judgment seat of Christ pushes aside the sins because of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. And, you know, it focuses more on, like, the rewards. Now, some are going to get there as through the fire or skin of their teeth, as Scripture says. While some are going to receive, you know, crowns, mansions, you know, responsibilities, etc. You know, the other seat, the great white throne of judgment, that's for non-believers. So they're going to be judged on what they did in this world. And they're going to be judged on the basis that they don't have Christ. And, of course, we all know what happens with that. Even our righteous acts are like filthy rags before a righteous God. So even though their good deeds may outweigh their bads, you know, it's God's going to be like, you know what? It's still not good enough. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. You turned your back on my son. Away you go into eternity. Mm. You know, and I'm like, wow, no one wants to hear that.
No.
Now, when it comes to, you know, assurance about feeling saved, I mean, like, we all have times in our faith where we felt like, okay, where's God? Am I really saved? You know, the enemy loves to cast doubt.
Yeah.
But here's the assurance. You know, Jesus came, he died on the cross, he rose again, and we can be saved because of that. I mean, like Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is the Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Mm-hmm. That is a promise. I mean, like, we have to take God at his word. We have to take his promises. And that is a promise that if we confess that Jesus is the Lord and believe in our hearts, that is it. Game, you know.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. I mean, like, it's a done deal. You know, it's, we don't have to worry anymore. I mean, like, yes, we have a responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, we have a responsibility to live a righteous life. And when we mess up, we have that responsibility to ask for forgiveness. But when it comes to being saved, once we're saved, I mean, like, God has basically said, okay, now I've got you. I'm not going to let you go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, like, the enemy is going to try and, like, take you out of God's hands, but is he strong enough to open God's hand?
No.
No.
Not even close.
No. So we can take comfort in that.
Yeah. I think it's very important, too, that we make sure that we're watching our thoughts.
Yes.
You know, and if these thoughts and these notions come into it, we don't just allow them to run rampant, because what happens is with lies, they breed other lies, and it just is a dangerous cycle.
Well, and of course, what is one of the titles for Satan? The father of lies.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, and the accuser.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, like, watch for that.